Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, this is Robert. I'm in Austin, Texas this week for South by Southwest. But I just wanted you all to know that I'm still big and soft in stone.
Hey everyone, it's your old pal Darren. I'm in Vegas right now, but don't worry. I'm still doing impressions and eating lots of ethnic food. And I haven't had any anal sex.
And I, of course, am still your loyal announcer, Chuck Landington. Here they are, the two losers who couldn't find anything better to do this week, Sid and Noel.
And Jenny, she's here today too.
And me.
Hey Jenny.
Hi.
Hey Noah.
Hey Sid.
Now we can finally have an intellectual live cast.
Yeah, really. We could call it the live cast.
Why would we do that?
Alternate pronunciation for a different configuration of the program. No? You don't like that?
We could call it Let's Harass Sid for 2 hours.
Did you bring your whip like I asked you?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody.
Very, very bad.
Yeah.
Happy St. Patrick's
Day. Do we have any listeners who are drunk currently that could call us and be drunk on the air?
Hopefully
sure.
Everyone who's old enough to be drinking is out drinking right now.
Or they're at home drinking listening to us. That's allowed. Why not? We're the perfect soundtrack for alcoholism. It's not just marijuana dependence that we're the soundtrack to.
True.
I don't like when you call it dependence.
What would you like me to call it? A marijuana enthusiast?
Yeah, that's good.
But some people do depend on it a little bit.
I guess.
But they need that morning wake and bake, or else they can't function.
Do.
See, so you have a little marijuana dependent. Did I just hit too
not
close to home?
Weekends, just when I have to work.
Well, there you go.
I can't smoke during work. Like, I can't function. For me, it's more like to just not function, to just, like, numb myself.
But why do you want to be numb, Noah? Who hurt you? What are these demons that you're running from?
They touched me when I was young.
Did they? So it was multiple people?
You wanted it.
I wish.
Was it Jenny?
No, it wasn't Jenny.
That's your secret.
Anyway, welcome to the Metal Injection live cast.
Yeah, or live cast.
Or live cast.
It's going to catch on. You watch.
Live it up.
Exactly.
So, Rob is not here because he's at South by Southwest. There's like a huge music showcase with a bunch of bands and stuff, and hopefully he'll be calling us.
I'm jealous.
I don't think you listen to any of those bands.
I bet she does. She knows the XX. They're cool. They're cutting edge.
Oh.
Who else? Who's the coolest band you know that would impress us?
I don't think I know any cool
bands. Well, the XX is cool.
You don't know them.
I know of them. I see their name in blogs and stuff.
Uh-huh. So. I really like Phoenix's new album.
They have a new album? One that came
out? Their album.
What was it called? Wolfgang. Album. That's
yeah.
A very good album.
I love that album.
Our listeners, I'm sure, detest it if they hear it. They hate it. But it is quite, they're French.
Do you have any of their,
they're so hot, they're Parisian.
They're quite good, but it's not really something for this show. Our listeners would be a little offended. Groban might like it because he's Canadian and that's almost like being French.
Almost like being gay also.
I don't know. Well, being French is almost like being gay, so I guess.
Correct. But the good kind of gay.
Explain that.
Yeah. The nice tushy ones.
Oh. They... Or
so like the male model type, not the bears.
French men are hot.
They're also unbathed.
They're skinny, yeah. They're dirty and skinny. Good.
How are you going to expect them to clean your house when they can't even clean themselves?
I won't want them to clean my
house. So speaking of that, how's that going?
Good.
Any updates?
I had a nice cleaning yesterday.
Details.
What about your toes, though? Are your toes clean, too?
My toes are clean. I'm fully massaged. It's nice. It's nice to go to bed that way.
I'm sure it is. Is this the same dude, or is this a different dude? Is this still
no,
the
this
cop?
This is somebody I'm trying out.
Oh, it's a probationary period.
So, but this is what I plan to do. Here's, I'm painting my bedroom. Well, they're painting my bedroom.
Oh, finally, it's getting painted.
On the wall. Abe, one of my little pets, suggested there's this kind of paint.
Abe, wait, is he like an Orthodox Jew?
No, he's not. He's from Philadelphia. He's definitely a Jew, but I don't
is
think
it
he's
Abe
Orthodox.
Simpson?
No.
Is Abe Froben, the pickle
absolutely
king of
not.
Chicago?
No.
Is he redheaded and has red... Like
no, but his penis is like 2 inches.
Well, yeah, that sounds about right for somebody. Are any of the guys that do this for you, do any of them have big dicks, or are they all pretty small?
One of them has a huge one, and he puts it in his mouth.
He could, oh my God, that's terrifying.
He could put about 5 inches in his mouth.
What? How big is it that he could put that?
He's about 11 inches. He's like a donkey.
Christ.
He's so cute, too.
Is he a white dude?
Yeah.
I didn't know white dude's head cock's that big.
Well, maybe he used to, like, stretch it and stuff, but he, like,
he's the
bricks.
One that's going
to
take me to the concert this summer. He got
oh,
the tickets and everything.
Very nice.
Mm-hmm.
He could just fly there on his penis.
Well, I've heard that Scandinavians have heavy genitalia.
I didn't know.
I don't know if that
so
was only balls
me.
Or
it
cock
was so
well.
Nice to see.
Is it cut or uncut?
Uncut.
Ugh.
That's nice, too.
You like that?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you prefer
natural.
That? I suppose.
I don't know.
I can't watch porn
different.
With dudes with
it's
uncut
different.
Dicks. It grosses me out too much. I can take it breaks my concentration.
I didn't know you were concentrating on that.
Well, it's on the screen. It's there. It's there.
Okay.
Yeah, but
when it's hard, it looks the same. It really.
I need to be able to imagine that it's my dick on the screen, and if it doesn't look like I can't watch porn
see,
with black dudes.
I basically
dudes.
Just have to think that it's not your dick. And
thank you. I do actually have a very aesthetically pleasing penis.
I'm sure you do. Out of the three boys, I'd much rather sleep than you than the other two.
I think that's a smart decision.
It was like life and death.
I can't even imagine what Rob's like.
Come
on, imagine. Guess with us.
Wait,
Harry?
Wait, Rob's cock? Is that
yeah.
what we're talking about?
Yeah.
A lot
yeah.
more ball than stick.
Oh. You're probably right.
And
it would
hairy,
explain
hairy,
so much.
Hairy.
I feel like his penis is very shiny.
From like body oil, like grease? Or
oh,
like tight skin?
No, I feel like he reads Vaseline on it a lot. And
ew.
As a result, it's probably very shiny.
Uh-huh. Oh, it's probably all shaved.
I wonder if he, like, trims his pubes or if they just, like, grow long like vines over his chest.
He doesn't trim anything else. I can't imagine that's what he's going for. Like, this is what he spends his time on, like, just grooming his pubes.
I guess this would be
nothing
a
else
good
ever.
Question
just
ask
pubes.
Him.
This
would be a good
when he calls
when
in,
he calls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He'll be,
I think,
he's
you know
literally...
what? I think there's a possibility we might have discussed this at some point in the show, and he said he did, but I'm not positive.
I can't imagine him being head to toe and then just like a patch of white.
Well, the only body hair I trim is my pubes.
I don't trim anything.
But your hair...
Really? Your full bush?
I'm not a hairy human being.
So there's not that much anyway?
No.
Interesting. No? Do you have to trim, or are you pretty hairless to begin with?
Well, I take, you know, like I... shave and wax and
but
everything.
If you didn't, would it be out of control?
Probably. I don't let it get to that point because I'm not into body hair on women. I don't like it.
I'm not into body hair on women either.
Me neither.
I don't care. I honestly, I couldn't care less because I'm not
closer to the microphone.
I'm not there.
Just take it with me when you lean back.
I don't have hair on my legs. God, you should know that.
What?
I'm answering somebody in the chat room.
Oh, okay. I thought you were actually... I thought either you were calling me God, because you were looking at me when you said it, or you were actually talking to God. I was just confused either way.
Okay.
That makes more sense now that it's the guy in the chat room named God. In all caps.
But yeah, so I'm...
Because you need to yell that. God when you say it.
Mm. My ass is quite hairy, though.
You have like a hairy ass?
The cheeks
I don't
or the...
You.
Yeah.
I've seen your ass. You don't have a hairy ass.
I don't have a hairy ass.
Oh, boy.
one thing that, yeah, I was very blessed with, not the Greek hairiness from my family, which is good. Quite light skin.
Well,
is it a skin tone thing?
The darker people in my family tend to be much more gorilla-esque.
Okay, fair enough.
I'm like my mom. We have like three stray hairs on our leg, and that's it. A lot on my chin, though, since I'm getting older.
Really? On your chin?
Well, as they say, don't beards come with wisdom, so
yeah,
as you get older.
Small consolation, I think.
Aren't you glad you had me in?
Yeah.
Of course. We're always glad when you're here.
Fun.
You also brought us school lunches.
Yeah.
I did!
Yeah, that were...
It was tortilla day.
You guys were so excited, which I was like, why are they so excited about?
Well, Noah was very excited, so I was like, I guess she must have had it before. Somebody in the chat room actually also said Lunchables. When Jenny came up, I'm like, oh, is it Lunchables? She's like, what? No.
Somebody in the chat room also said Lunchables. New York City public school system does not provide Lunchables for the kids.
They should. It's tasty.
So
it's rat meat.
When Jenny said that she was bringing food, I had a different picture painted in my mind because she said it was like tortilla day. So I thought guacamole, salsa, but instead
it said it was nacho day at school today. Lunches for you.
So I was thinking of like the works.
They don't have those kids. No.
This just looks like
you have ground beef and corn from the can.
Yeah.
It looks like,
and you're gonna enjoy
like a dog took a
it.
Shit
and
in my plate.
Tostitos. At least they gave you Tostitos.
I'm going to enjoy the Chinese food I order after the show.
You're going to eat it, and you're going to like it.
No.
She has her whip with her, so be careful.
That would beat the shit out of you.
I might rather be whipped than consume the corn and mystery meat.
Rob would have eaten all four of them already.
That's true.
I've been excited about
it. But that's because he's got
Rob
all the free time when he's not
like
shaving his
frozen
pubes.
Shrimp.
Yeah, out of a bag.
Out of a bag.
Sorry,
I was being rude. So I didn't get to ask Sid, did you get high off the guac the other day?
I don't think so.
He totally did.
He was really giggly and
in a better mood.
Yeah.
I'm always in a good mood.
Oh, you are...
Well,
it
now
depends on the
callers.
Also,
now you're in a better mood because you're getting laid on a regular basis.
Yeah.
Look at how your eyes light up.
This is happy in love.
Yeah. The listeners don't want to hear about this.
Of course they do.
No, they
it shows
don't.
The
they
more human side
but
of you.
But they hate me. They don't want to think of me happy.
But we love you, and
that's
I'm
fine.
Glad you're happy.
Thank you.
I'm the. And it's my...
You did instigate
it's
that. You
me.
Did start the ball rolling.
I'm the reason
I
why
told,
you have a girlfriend.
I told him.
And you won't even let me meet her.
It's not like I'm preventing it. It's just the one night we don't hang out is the night of the podcast.
Okay, so invite me out one night with you guys.
All right.
I don't mind being a third wheel. I'll stand in the middle.
Just leave the whip at home.
Okay.
We don't want to scare her.
She wouldn't be scared. She'd ask for lessons. Ooh, maybe I can talk to her about that because you have a very surly mouth.
Well, that could
Uh-oh.
Be beneficial at certain...
You're right.
You know... I received no complaints.
I don't want to talk about it.
Well, you brought it up. All right, then. Told you.
Sid uses the withdrawal method I've learned.
Really?
On occasion. Did I tell you that? I guess I did. I must have.
Yeah, you said it in passing. It was kind of gross.
No. Where's your preference to shoot?
It's not really about my preference.
Oh, okay.
Good. Where does she like it? Boy.
It's not my
See?
Place to say.
Where does she like it?
It's not my place
oh,
to
okay.
say.
Oh, can't talk about
Let's
it.
Let's get your girlfriend on the phone.
She's got company from out of state. And I doubt that they're listening right now. I'm not going to make her call in. That would be rude.
It's rude that you're not telling us where she likes to have her cum shot on.
Or your cum shot on her.
Now I'm confused.
Just talk, Sid.
She doesn't shoot cum.
No, your cum shot on her means that
you
shoot your cum on her somewhere.
Yes. Sometimes.
Squirting is shooting cum for girls.
Yeah, I know.
Is that gross?
I don't have a problem.
I don't know. Sometimes I watch those videos and I think it does, you
it's
know, the girl's just peeing.
Yeah. Because I don't think
I don't
there are that
it.
Many squirters. Like, all of a sudden, every girl in porn is a squirter. Like, where do they all of a sudden all come from?
They're just peeing.
I did it once. And it scared the shit out of me.
How much came out? Like a full stream?
There was a lot.
How did you do it, though?
Was this, were you solo at this point?
I was solo, but
I don't know. Are you sure you didn't get to go to the
bathroom? But I wasn't solo.
Somebody was watching?
Yeah.
Did you shoot all over the person's face?
No.
Like on that episode?
Just on their knee.
California.
No, I didn't know it was going to happen because it never happened before. It was weird.
It was
definitely in a different position, though.
Different than what?
Than what I usually am in.
What position were you in?
I was on my knee, like standing up. But on my knees, standing on my knees.
Okay. So it shut down.
Yeah.
Okay, so it didn't like.
Maybe you're just really wet and it just like leaked.
Uh-uh.
Well,
I know
the
difference.
Difference between a little leak and like a friggin' fire hose.
Yeah, like I thought I peed on myself. But it definitely wasn't pee.
But were you using a vibrator or something?
Uh-uh. Just the trusty fingers.
Jeez. Your fingers? Wow.
So Noah, do you fingers. Would you like to take a whiff of her fingers, Noah? Just
they smell good. They smell like weed.
Do they smell like weed that day?
No, they smell like weed and nail polish.
I know.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Yeah.
What's our phone number, Noah?
It's 646-929-1357. You can call us and share your cum stories, your squirting stories. We'll take it.
I don't think anybody that would call in would have a squirting story that we'd probably want to hear.
I want to hear them.
Like if Colin calls in to talk about the one time he squirted, I don't know if that's something we need to broadcast. Might be a bad idea.
How about shit stories?
That's always fine.
Diarrhea.
Everybody shits. Everybody has diarrhea. Did you have diarrhea recently?
No.
Bring it up?
I remember one time I was driving upstate. I had to pee so bad that I actually had to, like, pull over the side of the road. Mm-hmm. And I didn't even go into the bushes. I just peed.
Did you
I literally
the
just
car?
Peed. I kind of hid behind the open door.
When I went to Israel, I went on this, like, bike tour thingy with, like, a group of people. And after we did this really long bike trip, like, inside of this desertous mountain... I had to go pee so bad. So I just, like, I climbed down, I went behind a rock, and I just let it all out because there were no bathrooms. And that's my favorite peeing story because there was another girl behind another rock peeing, and then it's me peeing.
Did you high five?
No, but, like, you know, we just acknowledged each other.
Sadly, or was it like a cheerful acknowledgement?
No, it was
like shameful?
It was a bonding experience. Like, the whole trip was just a bonding between a group of people that we didn't really know. And by we, I mean I.
Yeah, that's a good way to bond,
what?
I suppose. Uh-oh.
No. I was just sounded funny. It was a bonding of people I have no
Yeah, and now
no
I just
idea
don't.
Who they are, but we just bonded.
I just don't talk to them anymore at all.
Held hands, sang.
Got drunk. Smoked weed.
So it's like every day.
Yeah, but just in Israel, experiencing nature.
So just lots of sand.
I'm not a fan of nature.
There's different types of, you know, vegetation and you know, like climate.
What kind of vegetation?
There's lots of orange trees.
But they have that in America.
They have these.
I'm not saying that Israel has stuff that America doesn't.
They have trees that
different.
Look like shag carpet, much. Like big shag carpet trees. It's so weird. And it comes all the way down to the floor, to the ground.
It's gross.
What is that?
Those things, remember when we stopped on the side of the road next to those kibbutz's place?
Is it a plant?
What's plural for kibbutz?
Kibbles?
Kibbutzy?
I don't know.
Kibbutzes, I guess, right?
No. Usually you add an IM at the end.
I can guarantee nobody in the chat room knows what a kibbutz is. So.
Kibbutzim, I hardly know them. Yeah, right, you know, like the joke. Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. So, what else? Sorry.
How's your week been, Noah? What have you done? Did you do anything exceptional this week since the last episode?
Since the last episode, what did I do? I went to work. I went to a hardcore show.
Oh.
Yucky. When was it? On Sunday? Frank's band, Imperion, sorry, was playing, And I haven't, like, been to, like, a hardcore. I don't even think it's a real hardcore show because it was just, like, local bands. Mm-hmm. And then Severed was headlining.
Oh, I see. I used to know the drummer. Is the drummer still a fat Mexican dude?
I don't know. I wasn't paying
attention. Ex-girlfriend of mine used to work with the drummer of that band. I don't know if he's still in it, though.
Well, at least he has a job.
It's positive. Blockbuster Video. So, I don't know how positive that is. Oh, I think that's Colin on the line. Let's check in with Colin.
All right, let's see what he thinks of our progress.
Yeah. Colin.
Yeah.
What's cracking?
My little fucking brother locked me in the fucking locked me out of my fucking house.
Oh no.
Are you outside right now or are you finally back in?
I'm finally back in. I wanted to beat the living shit out of him.
Do it.
You take your keys.
Do it. No.
Oh, I have an idea for you on how you can get revenge.
What?
Eat a lot of beans and red meat. When your brother is sleeping tonight, usually people sleep with their mouths open. You put your ass to his mouth and you fart, and you make him swallow that fart.
No, no.
And you'll feel really
fart?
Good. Keep going, and he'll never harass you again.
He doesn't do it to me. He also does it to my other brother too.
So at least he's not singling you out.
Hey, Colin. Someone in the chat room wants to know if you like squirters.
Hoarders, no.
Yeah, Hoarders. Do you like that show?
No, I don't have to go there.
No.
You don't watch that show?
No, I don't. Not.
No.
Do you watch Squirters?
What the hell is that?
It's like the gummy candies with the juice inside.
Oh, I love those.
Squirtle is a Pokemon, too.
That's right. The old Squirtle.
Pokemon.
I guess you do the voice there.
Sometimes when I pee, then I pull my underpants up and there's that little aftershock of pee.
Oh,
you could call that a squirtle, right? I do shake, but sometimes...
Obviously not enough.
I'm not going to spend half my day at work shaking into the fucking
Why
toilet.
Why are you in such a rush?
I got to get back
Take
to work.
An extra pause. You pause.
I didn't say it happens every
you
time.
Shake it out. Pause again.
It happens to the best
Do
of us.
One little shake.
It happens
one
to the best
egg.
Of us.
One little extra shake.
Ricky Gervais has a bit in his comedy routine about that happening to him at a doctor's office. So it's not just me.
Oh, my God.
Sometimes I
it's
get up.
Squirtle.
And if I'm not done, I pee on myself.
Ew, Noah. I don't understand why we're rushing.
I don't
Stop
rush.
Rushing.
If it's, no, no. If it's like in the middle of the night, right, and I'm like half asleep and I just get up and I pee. And I guess I just, like, stand up and then it just trips.
Okay, so then you go to bed with pissy legs?
Well, then I take soap and I wipe it off my leg and then I go to sleep.
So if you just waited
so
the extra...
So basically wet the bed and shit.
Some of it doesn't come out until you're upright.
I don't understand
I would
it.
Assume, right? That it's just stuck there in the crevices.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a drip.
Yeah.
Ugh. Pissy legs.
Anyway, Colin, you go back to listening to the show, all right?
Yeah.
If you want to have your little brother call in and explain his actions, feel free. I'd like to know why he did it to you. Because I was wondering why you weren't on the switchboard for the first 20 minutes of the program.
I bet he was freaking out.
He's
like outside.
Livecast.
I would have kicked the window in.
For those of you who don't know who Colin is, Colin calls our show 5 minutes at least before we start and just listens, just stays on the line and just listens.
As the rest of you should. Take an example from Colin.
I hope he has unlimited minutes.
I'm sure his parents are paying for it anyway, so it doesn't matter.
That's good, Noah.
Are you calling from the cell phone or a landline, Colin?
Who gives
a
shit?
Wait,
you're
on
not
on
responsible.
My cell.
So oh, from your cell phone?
Yeah.
Do you have unlimited minutes? Or just
I
no
have
friends?
No idea.
Who pays the bill?
I don't give a fuck.
Well, fair enough, but somebody does pay the bill. Who pays the cell phone bill?
My parents.
Do they ever complain about how much you're using?
No.
Right,
do they
I guess
think,
it's fine.
Do they think that 646-929-1357 is the number that your girlfriend has?
That
Do they ask you, like, who's 646-9913-5?
No, they don't ask me.
Why are you talking to them for so long?
Okay, so honestly, 120 minutes talk time for teenagers is not
in
a lot
one
of
call?
Time.
In one call?
These kids never shut the fuck up.
They're like his babysitter for another week.
And talk and talk.
Okay, Colin.
Jenny knows from what she speaks. Yeah, we'll talk to you in a bit, Colin.
I literally had to solve, like, a Days of Our Lives situation because two sixth graders that met each other last Thursday, started dating last Thursday afternoon, and Monday she was very offended because he just passed by her.
Is she ugly?
No, she's cute, actually.
Is she pregnant?
I'm like, why am I having this discussion with
That's
two 11-year-olds? Why is this?
Because it's more fun than algebra.
I just can't. I hate kids.
It's a good thing you work with them. Mm-hmm. Tell us about the cross-eyed kid.
Aww.
You started telling your story
so
before.
Cute. I have this one little seventh grader, and he's special ed, and he has little cross eyes. And he's this little really black kid, like purple-black, like really black. And he has little cornrows, and I love him.
Is he from Nigeria?
No, he's, you know, from around here. And
from
he's
Zamunda?
So sweet. And I can't even understand how – I think his father's like a pastor or something.
Oh.
And it's – they have 10 kids at home.
Oh.
So Friday, the seventh grade had a pizza party because they actually did all their work last week. And they didn't bother me. I was like, if you don't annoy me, and if you do all your work, we'll have pizza on Friday.
But he couldn't get the slice because he kept missing.
No, he had
it. Perception.
Oh, he's so cute. So no.
You talk about these kids like they're animals at a pet store. Like, oh, he's just so precious, the little one.
No, they're animals in the classroom.
They do. I tell them, I'm like, this is not a zoo. We're not in the jungle. It's horrible. I'm going to get fired. But so he had his court hearing that day for the why he was suspended. And he wasn't going to be there on Friday.
Jesus.
So when he was so sad. So we had a special lunch date today. And he was so excited.
Did you let him get to second base?
No.
What kind of date is that?
I didn't wear this shirt, okay.
She's just setting him up for, you know, like, dates in the future.
So, yeah, so we had.
He gets no ass.
Yeah.
Oh, why did he have to go to court? What
a sympathy
did he do?
Date.
I don't know. Whatever he did.
You don't know? They don't tell you?
They. If I asked, they would, but I feel like it's better that I don't care. What am I going to do?
Stab somebody. Then you'd be like, no, I don't want him in my classroom. He's dangerous.
If they assault the teacher or a security guard, they usually tell us. But
if they assault
care.
A student, they don't tell you?
Most of them are there for assault.
Jesus.
Or drugs or sex. But... it's, I don't care. I mean,
well,
they're there. What
the
am I going to do?
You probably get along with them, but the assault is a whole different situation.
No, because the sex is usually like fucking perverts. Like, I have an eighth grader who touched a fourth grader's downstairs area.
Oh, I think you told us about this before.
That's
yeah.
gross.
Well, it depends on the fourth grader.
Do you want me to get the whip out?
I'm not a fourth grader.
We're gonna bend you over your chair and take your pants on. So
you really don't want to. You say that, but you know you don't want to do that. Yeah, that's not gonna happen.
I'd rather pour acid into my eyes than do
there
that.
There you go. That would be fun. That would be an interesting end to the show.
No, we can, that's pretty safe.
I could film that. Well, the face would still be fine. Just we'll have it so it just goes into the eyes.
My
no,
eyes
she'd have
older.
Powder eyes.
Yeah.
Yuck.
It'd be like a zombie.
Ew.
And I'll wow them at all the metal shows.
And I'll punch myself in the mouth so, like, blood comes out.
No, you don't have to punch yourself. Don't worry. We'll do that for you. We'll punch you in the mouth. We're a team here.
All right, so who's going to get the acid?
No, stop it.
I think Rob.
I want to do acid. Wait, is acid what I want to do?
No, you want to do shrooms.
Okay, I want to do shrooms.
So who's stopping you? Why from one of your students?
Noah.
Why are you stopping her?
Because she wanted to do it on the week of her birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I'm choking on a
very unprofessional.
Seriously.
And I had Bruno that weekend, and I didn't have anyone that could take him, so I didn't want to be responsible for another person's life while I'm on shrooms.
Do it this weekend.
Mm-mm. This weekend's my sister's birthday.
do it next weekend.
She wants to do it too.
So then there you go.
We need a designated person.
Do you want to be our designated
person?
You
want to be our watcher?
No, I did that once with my friends when they did acid, and I did not enjoy it. So
why? You can stay in the apartment downstairs.
But then what am I really accomplishing if I'm not even in the same apartment?
Just make sure we're not jumping out of the window
you
or something.
Sure.
Well, by the time I find out, it'll be too late anyway. If I'm downstairs, I'll be like, whoa, should that person just landed on the ground? Oh,
what happened there?
Yeah.
That's not. Oh, maybe you should be in the upstairs apartment, and we should be in the downstairs apartment.
But once again, what would I? What purpose would I serve if I'm in a different apartment? Doesn't really make sense.
You can bring us stuff.
No, oh, there we go. No, that's not good.
You can clean Jenny's apartment while you're there.
Exactly. I just attach some mops to the bottoms of my shoes, and as I shuffle around, no. I'm an old man. My knees, if I get a deposition, I might not get up.
That would be so much fun. You would look really cute in a little frilly maid's outfit.
Oh, I wouldn't.
And a collar.
You would. And a little collar.
A leather collar with a ring hanging out.
Look cute.
All bald and hairy.
A little chastity device on you.
Oh, no. No.
Ew. Do you have that?
No. I would
just
so get it.
She demanded I buy it on the way.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's hot.
I don't know. Seeing a smushed penis in like a really weird way, in like a distorted way, is not
other
really
than
hot.
In your face.
But you only
no,
put it
like,
there to make them learn. That's all.
Learn what?
If you can't control your erection around me, then you should be in a chastity belt.
Put on some clothes if you want the guys to not
have
an erection.
I always have clothes on.
What kind of clothes though? Crotchless dungarees?
No, I dress up. It looks like I dress up.
I don't know that I would consider crotchless dungarees to be dressing up.
Wears a handkerchief.
I usually wear.
You wear your Michael Jackson Thriller T-shirt and nothing else.
Something like that.
So see.
And her leggings. No, not leggings. Her leg warmers.
Yeah.
Stop making fun of my leg warmers. They let me slip around the apartment easier.
Slip around? That's dangerous.
It's fun when you're dancing.
Fair enough. Silence.
For Rob.
Yeah. All right, let's play some music.
Okay, so because it's St. Patrick's Day, I was looking for, like, Irish-themed music, and I only got two things, so...
What'd you get?
Well, I have, a lot of music, but we're going to play Sudakra. We're going to play off of a song off their last album, Krogach, which is, based on an Irish folklore and Irish warrior, and then we're going to play Primordial... We're going to play a track from a live performance. And then after we'll see
what happens. So how is that Irish?
Because Primordial is an Irish band. And they sing about all the...
Should we play the Pogues and U2 and Ash? I have a lot of Irish bands, but they're not really metal.
I have Irish bands, too.
What do you have?
I don't know.
Vampire Chronicles or whatever it's called.
What's that?
Vampire Weekend?
They're American. Oh. No, not
that shitty.
Yeah, the one that's
LA band. No,
they're
from LA, not Ireland.
Vampires everywhere. There's some.
Well, maybe they're from an Irish neighborhood in LA.
Do those exist anymore? Irish neighborhoods.
Well, in Midtown where we work,
do.
There's a bunch of Irish pubs. That isn't that kind of like.
There's definitely Irish neighborhoods in the Bronx.
Who goes to the fucking Bronx?
I don't know.
God forbid.
Fucking grimy people.
Yeah, come on.
I don't ever go to the Bronx, and I don't ever go to Staten Island.
Oh, look who's calling in.
Rob, calling in.
Hello?
What do you want?
Hey.
Is the show still on? Were you guys able to do it without me?
Yeah, it's going great.
Oh, yeah? You guys sound really excited.
There's 70 people in the chat room. We've gotten 8 phone calls so far in the first. What's so funny, Jenny? Play along. It's going great. We've given away all of your CDs.
We've given away your bed also.
We talked about what you look like naked.
Yeah, we were
for a good 15 minutes.
Oh, yeah, that's true. We were talking about your, how you...
Do you trim your bush?
What?
Do you trim your pubes? Answer the fucking question.
Yeah, sure.
There you go, Jenny. Jenny said she couldn't imagine that you trim your pubes.
But which blade number do you use when you do it?
If you're still using 4, it's not really trimming.
He hung up.
What an asshole.
He hung up.
All right, so let's carry on
piece
with the music
shit.
Break.
Right? I just want to let you know that I'm on my second joint, and I ate half of an egg sandwich at 7 a.m., and that's it.
Well, good. I guess you're going to have to eat your Lunchables.
Ugh. No, I'm yeah. Cool for you. I won't eat that shit.
Wow.
Okay, blah, blah, blah. Here's music.
Yeah. This is from an album called The Gathering Wilderness. It's the sound of your culture dying. All right!
I'm going to the poison in your veins. My baby is not welcome here.
Thank you, my friends.
Thank you.
Hey guys, this is Rob. If you notice Noah sitting 3D sounding extra cheerful today, it's because I'm running late and been stuck on the New Jersey Turnpike. Enjoy what will probably be the best first hour of the livecast.
This is the wrong one.
What was it?
It's when Rob was late.
Oh, that's right. I remember. Well, still, it still applies. He's still not here.
Yeah, but it doesn't make sense because it's assuming that Darren is here.
Oh, isn't Darren here? I thought he was just being quiet.
Oh, I thought he was dressed like Jenny.
So. Oh. Harsh.
You're mean.
Yeah. So
we are very mean.
So
during this music break, do you want to tell everyone what we were doing, Sid?
Well, we've run out of things to talk about. What can we talk about? What can we talk about? Oh yeah, Rob used to have a live journal.
No.
Let's see if he deleted it or it's still up. Oh, it's still up. Then Jenny, because she's a fucking rat, texted Rob. She's a rat, so she texted Rob and said, they're going to read your live journal. They're jerks. And Rob's like, that sucks, but it's a good thing I made all the private ones private. And then I remembered, oh, but me and him were live journal friends, so even the private ones I have access to. So there are no secrets. We have all of Rob's live journal at our fingertips.
Oh, my God.
Even the one where he talks about how he got to see Noah's boobs and that they were boobalicious in all caps lock.
Ew.
Boob-A-licious. He mentions in the post about 5 times. Did I mention I saw Noah's boobies?
Ew, you know he was so hard during the right now. Noah's boobies. Noah's boobies.
He might have been typing with the head of his dick.
Ew.
We need Rob to call in so we can read these while he listens and squirms. Oh, come on, Noah, bring one up. Come on.
I thought we weren't.
Well, the only ones you have on the screen right now are the ones that are public.
Oh, okay.
So that means they're for anybody. So the Googler could have, for God's sake, the Googler could have.
So why can't you just go to the good ones then?
Because the good ones you have to sign in.
So why don't you sign in?
Because maybe those are the ones that we really would be assholes if we read out loud.
Oh, okay.
But
see,
during
I'm
the next
all
music
for
break,
you
I'll
being
stay out.
Assholes, yeah. But let him know that you're being assholes so he can
when
object.
When he listens to the archive, he will know. And it will be too late for him to do anything. That's how everybody wins. Could you maximize the thing for a bit or just make the screen a little bigger?
Wow.
So I don't have to squint. Did he text you again?
How can I make this
What's
screen?
Going on? There. Jenny.
I'm trying to tell him that we're back.
All right.
But it's hard
Let's
to
see.
Type
All right.
and think.
So
and
last
do
night.
I told him.
So last night we had one of the best shows we ever
wait,
did.
Wait. This is from 2003, and this show that he's talking about is our old radio show at our college radio station.
Okay. So last night we had one of the best shows we ever did. And then I smoked myself stupid, parentheses, Q Alkaline Trio, because, yes, Rob used to be a fan of the Alkaline Trio.
I think he still likes them.
Eh, I don't know about that. Not as much as he used to. So-and-so is proving to be a bad influence after all, as this whole week has been a smokeout fest. Now, he didn't say so-and-so. I'm just putting that in there. Cause
why? We
want...
can say Nick.
Oh, I don't know. It's one thing to read Rob's live journal. There's no way to disguise that, but we shouldn't implicate people that are on the
Nick
show.
Nick knows that he's a bad influence, and
Fair
he's
enough.
Proud of it.
Fair enough. And what an adventure. Tonight, the Paz might get some from a girl, so-and-so's ex, but he's gay, right? So whatever. 3 things to remember. The butterfly, douches, and driving backwards.
We need to ask him about that. We'll see if he still remembers.
So, all you listeners, remember the butterfly, douches, and driving backwards. And if we forget to ask Rob when he calls in, then maybe you guys could call in next week and ask him. We're a team here. We work together to make Rob miserable. I think this is a group call.
You've been so happy since you found him. He's just been smiley, excited.
Hilarious.
Oh, my God. Okay, what? There's another one. I'm just going to read the first part.
He just texted you, by the way, Noah?
Yeah, he said, give me a minute. I'm finishing my drink.
Yeah.
Well, good. So let's continue reading his live
journal. Why don't you read one?
Titled Ladies Night. So, I guess he meant I bashed Julia today. That girl was
fun. Oh, I was there for that. That was awesome.
Making a girl cry is always a good time. Went online and stumbled upon my sister's profile, only to see that apparently she got a boyfriend today? What the fuck?
Oh, WTF. Let's if he abbreviates, stick with what he says, because it makes it even funnier.
Then I got an IM from a grotesque girl who I used to make fun of as a kid, and it turns out she had a crush on me all along. And that was a weird convo as it was.
Take a look, and here's the convo.
Oh my god, are we really going to do
yeah,
this?
Yeah, scroll down.
If you're
going to
read it, can you actually read what's written?
Let's
and
take turns. Okay, I'll read the Rob part, and you read the girl part, okay?
Okay. Had fun at Applebee's?
Who is this?
What do you like to know?
No, I just like typing, who is this, at random.
Figures. Actually, I'm a childhood friend, in quotations.
Still you.
Oh, if you can call me that. Me and my friends used to call you names.
Replace me with your real name.
Okay,
I think that's fine.
Milana! You saw me today, I think.
Oh, why are you IMing me?
What an asshole this kid is. Like, really?
I don't feel we should be enemies because of some childhood stuff.
I don't think we are enemies.
We are civilized people, right?
It's my place. Where are we?
Here.
Sure.
So I can't believe you recognize me from childhood.
I have a great memory.
I look the same?
Plus you wimited me a while back, remember? Wimit, by the way, kids, was like a social networking site for Russians basically in Brooklyn.
Oh my
God. I don't know if it exists anymore. Also, I don't know that, did Rob in this conversation so far mention that he recognized her?
Well, she said that he saw her on the street.
But that doesn't mean he knew who she was. Anyways, go on.
She's an idiot. I lost my place.
Where are we?
Here. I thought I look really different from when I was younger.
Well, you look thinner, but you still look the same.
I was obese when I was a child.
Okay, what do you want me to say here?
Nothing. How is your sister? She's all grown now?
Yep.
Your parents still together?
My parents? Yeah, LOL.
Good for them. Good people.
Yeah, I guess. And how are you?
I'm doing well. Going to college, working. My dad died a while ago, unfortunately.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
You guys are the worst.
It's okay. Life goes on. Do you have a girlfriend?
At the moment, I'm riding it solo. Wait, what is he riding solo? That's a weird way to put it. Go on.
Chair. Chair. How come?
Do you have a girlfriend?
You are a good-looking guy. I would think you have a GF.
Well, I can't disagree with you there. I am good-looking, smiley face.
Definitely.
I guess I'm just too picky.
I see. Interesting.
So why the sudden urge to IM me?
Just wanted to see how you're doing.
Ah, okay.
Why are you suspicious of me?
I don't know. It's just odd that I get an IM from somebody who I haven't seen or talked to in a while. I think he meant while. He corrected it later.
Are you disappointed?
Disappointed with what?
That I IM'd you.
Well, how can I be disappointed when I never expected it? Are you disappointed?
Wasn't I cute as a child? Look at pics. I was cute.
I don't know. I didn't really like you as a child.
Why?
I don't remember. We hated each other, didn't we?
No.
No. I believe we used to make fun of each other.
No, I made fun of you, LOL.
Okay.
This is getting boring.
No, how long does this go on for?
Hold on.
It seems like ages.
Let me maximize. Oh, did I lose it?
I think you lost it.
Oh, Lord.
Damn it.
I guess that's a sign from God. But basically the point is there that Rob could have grudge-fucked this girl if he wanted to, and he chose not to for some strange reason.
Oh, look,
reason.
It's almost over.
Well, okay.
Okay, so let's pick it up.
You were up to, I was very insecure as a child.
I was very insecure as a child, and still am.
Well, everybody's insecure.
I really am. I feel really fat.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to sound rude, but why are you telling me this?
I don't know, why not?
I don't know, we are the closest of friends.
Well, I don't consider the information I'm giving you a secret. Plus, you have nobody to tell.
Nobody to tell what?
What I'm telling you.
Well, if you feel fat, why not lose some weight?
What a fucking weirdo.
You also
like
think I need to?
I didn't say that. I said that if you think you are fat, you should lose some weight.
Do you think I do?
I don't really care. I like the fact that she's like, you have nobody to tell. Meanwhile, he posted it on his live journal, and now we're reading it to the world.
What?
Somebody in Venezuela knows that this girl, Milana, used to think she was fat.
And still does.
I wonder if she's dead now. Do you think maybe she's dead now? This is like 7 years ago. She could be dead now.
She's
Milana, if you're listening.
Are you dead?
Ugh.
And if not, call in. And let us know if you're still fat, if you're still insecure, if you'd still like to fuck our friend Rob. I could tell you where he lives.
He probably might not be so picky now.
Yeah, a few years thrown on top of that sort of brought him back down to earth.
I was like, was Rob always that picky?
No. Well,
like, that's a little ridiculous.
He overanalyzes things, and he really just thinks too much of it. I think he's always been like that with girls.
After a while, you sort of, it's like, all right, you could be picky and have sex once every 10 years, or you could sort of know your place and have some fun.
Well, maybe he has, like, one of those, like, fake vaginas.
No,
but they, like, make a replica.
A rubber vagina or, like, a fleshlight?
Ow! Don't whip me!
No, it just got whipped with a fake vagina.
No fake vaginas.
Why not? You're allowed to have sex toys, but Rob can't?
I don't want to hear about fake vaginas. It grosses me
out.
It's
so weird because when you go to, like, sex shops and you just see, like, a wall of just, like, vaginas.
Yeah.
Pelvic
areas. You see a wall, I'm sure, of dildos. What's the difference?
Because dildos come in all different types of, like non-flesh tone colors.
Uh-huh. Vaginas don't?
Yeah, and it's not just dildos, it's vibrators, too, and all that.
There's probably vibrating rubber vaginas, no?
No, there are, but it's, like, shaped like a real pussy. It's, you know, it's like, the whole area.
Well, yeah, you don't just fuck, like, a random hole.
Yeah.
You just fucking drill a hole in the wall.
Well, no, but there are, like, these, like, jelly things, like, these cylinder jelly things that you put your penis into. It's supposed to feel like it's in the vagina as you're jerking off.
How do you know that?
Because I saw it.
Ugh.
Maybe, or maybe it's that. And those are in the weird colors.
Did you ever put a dildo into one of those jelly things and fuck yourself?
That
seems like an awful elaborate way to go, but I don't know.
But why would I need to, like,
why would
pleasure my dildo?
I don't know. You're very conscientious about these kind of things. I don't know.
Why does it always have to be about you?
Yeah.
Well, why should it be about a plastic object?
You just care about the needs of others.
It's not about me. It's about what Rob does to relieve himself.
Why do they have to... Poor Rob.
I'm totally against the Rob
I'm
matching.
Asking right now, everyone in the chat room, should we read another Rob Live Journal entry at random, or
should we drop it? I think we should make it a segment on the show where we do that. Remember how
when Rob's here, he probably would not allow that. Everybody in the chat room, it's a unanimous yes. Let's read another.
Can I read it this time?
I don't trust you. You'll probably censor it. You already ratted us out.
I won't censor it.
All right, let's see what we got.
Okay, wait. We need a good one.
Yeah. Scroll up.
Oh, just got vibrating.
Oh, I think Rob's calling. He texted me to pick up.
Damn it. All right, I guess we'll have to wait.
I don't see him on there.
Oh, is he calling the Skype number?
Mm-hmm.
No, he's not up there.
I think he's just trying to distract us.
Oh, okay.
Probably.
Why don't you log in and look for the more personal ones?
Let's just read these first. I feel that I feel like might be crossing a line, maybe. At least for now. Let's see how he feels about these first. Wait.
All right, talk it up, Sid, while we find something. Oh, you know what? Let's do this one. Let's see how
the top one?
Yeah, let's see how much Rob's goals changed from 2006 to 2010.
All right. Jenny, you want to read this one, the top one?
No, you read it.
Oh, fine. All right. So I had this crazy idea to start the new year off really drunk and stoned and then not do it for a while. My short-term goal is to take a week off. Why, you ask? Because I don't remember the last time I didn't smoke for a week, and that's not good. Really, Rob? That's not good? So I'll wait until Saturday, let's hope. Until I start messing around again. This really shouldn't be as big of a deal, but it really feels like it is to me. Am I that addicted? Or am I just pissed off because I can't get what I want? I wonder what that is. On top of that, I have this little bit of weed in my pocket, just waiting to be smoked. But I refuse. Darren tells me to throw it out, and I laugh in his face. Waste weed? Are you crazy? Well, let's hope I make it through the week. Odds are he did not make it through the week.
Absolutely not.
And he has not made it through a week since. Oh, Rabba. Let's read another one. There's got to be something else.
I want to read Anarchy in the BK.
Okay. Go ahead.
Last night was simply the craziest and best night of my life. I will never, ever in my life forget the blackout 2003. Lights went out. I was cool. I went looking for Leo and found that nigga.
Oh.
We had friends and we just all went to the beach, lit a fire, and smoked. The perfect thing to do right now.
Right then. There.
It was great. It was so primitive and wonderful. And I met this girl, Margaret, who I really should talk to. I should cut down on the drugs. Whoa. It was so beautiful. Running through the water and running into Igor was probably the scariest thing ever. And it was so wonderful.
Keep going.
I can't see where I am.
Just all of last
Everything
night
happens,
was
right?
Wonderful. Everything
right?
happened, right, right,
right? Right. Like that Simpsons episode, like that book, like amazing, wonderful, wonderful people. And all today I just spent reflecting.
What?
I can't believe I emailed Mr. Martin. Life was good these days. There was no problem. There were no problems.
And then he quotes REM. It's the end of the world as we know it, and I feel fine. Could it be because of the marijuana?
Maybe the Margaret.
Rob just texted me, hurry up.
What is this?
He's not on there.
Rob keeps texting. Oh, here he is. Okay. Oh, you just had it. Oh.
Darn it.
All right, there he is. And we have two
Hello?
Rob, there you are.
Finally.
We weren't seeing
First
the phone
please
call.
Please don't read about my drug trips from 4 years ago.
That is fucking awesome.
I was
the listeners
the
love it.
And I heard when you were talking about my New Year's thing just now. And I got to tell you, I laughed really hard.
Is there any that we specifically
I
can't
do? I totally remember when I started like smoking weed, like, you know, more like often. I was like, oh, am I turning into a pothead? I should stop.
It's like the ghost of Christmas past.
Additionally, I think it's extremely fucked up that you're reading my blogs from 4 years ago.
Well, it's public information.
Yeah,
we
haven't read any private entries yet.
Well, how would you read the private entries, though?
Because you and me were LiveJournal friends, and I have access to them.
Yeah,
when
but no, like my extremely private stuff, I made like nobody could see it. So.
Okay, well, there's still stuff
wait.
That isn't public, but I can see it.
So if Sid logs in, can we read that?
No. Only
the question is...
All the stuff that you see is stuff that I'm like, all right, I don't care if Sid sees this. Because Sid was the only person on LiveJournal that I interacted with at the time.
I wonder if Rob... Like, now Rob, for a lot of things, has the same password, as we know. I wonder if his LiveJournal had that password. Because then we could sign in as Rob and read everything. Let's try that.
I will be very, very mad if you read those. Or even if you even log in, I will be extremely pissed.
But
like,
you'll never
really
know.
Pissed.
But you'll never know because
what?
I could just, oh, I guess we didn't get access.
But he could listen to the archives.
But I wouldn't read that stuff. I'm not on air.
Oh,
I'd show it to you, Noah.
Oh,
you
oh yeah,
know.
I want to see. I'm definitely
see
looking.
It? I read in my Oprah voice.
Let's give this a try.
Well,
anyway, I warned you, Rob.
Yeah, thank
Correct.
You, Jenny, for warning me.
I'm cringy inside.
Yeah, it's kind of messed up. These are my personal thoughts.
It's not personal.
Ago.
It's public.
No, it's a different password.
It's not public.
Well, what we've been reading is.
But, no. Oh, well, yeah, that's whatever. But wait, what else did you read before the New Year's story? Because I didn't hear that.
We read about how you were talking to this girl from your childhood that used to make fun of you, Nilana.
And your conversation with her, me and Noah acted out your conversation that you had on IM with her.
Sorry. Oh, I just pasted in a whole convo, basically?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great.
And how she just kept wanting you to tell her that she wasn't fat.
Oh, okay, I remember that now. I can't believe I even remember any of these things, being so my memories have been smoked away. But, yeah, I remember that. The ecstasy thing, that was really personal. I can't believe you read that. Because, half of that shit doesn't even make sense to people. It barely made sense to me.
Wait, what ecstasy thing?
Oh, never mind.
Wait a minute. The thing
during the blackout where you were reading where I ran through water and I got picked up and I got Igor. There was nothing
about ecstasy on there.
Well, did you read myself?
Did you hear the thing where at the end you were like, I've got to remember these three things?
Oh, yeah.
What were the three things?
The butterfly?
Douches and driving backwards.
Douches?
Yeah. The butterfly with a lot of extra...
Douches, I think I remember, because at the time I thought that was the funniest word in the world. Douches.
You were ahead of the curve on douches.
Douches. And driving backwards was...
This is March. This is about 7 years ago that he posted that.
Oh,
I think he's a little late on that one.
Really? Fair enough. What about the butterfly?
No one knows what the butterfly is. When you're down to a roach with weed...
And you're trying to hold it with two fingers.
The way to hold it is to make a butterfly with both your hands. Put your index finger and your thumb together on both hands, and your other fingers are up. Like you're making a three.
Jenny's doing it right now.
Yeah, that's the butterfly. Yeah, Darren actually invented that. He was with us. This was when Darren actually smoked.
Was Darren fun when he smoked?
But I'm at South by Southwest right now, and I'm foregoing partying to talk to you guys.
Well,
so
you still
I can't
have
really a talk for long. I'm sure the ratings are through the roof now that I'm online, which is understandable.
Did you see anybody really good?
What's that?
Did you see anybody really good?
Well, we just got here. We just saw. I just saw my first band, which was Mammoth Grinder. They're pretty good. There's some live footage on the site of them. And if there's anyone in Austin listening to this, as opposed to being here right now, and will be here, we need weed to help us out.
Oh my God! No, you
didn't
take pictures with you.
You didn't try to get in touch with Amy's friend, Rob?
Oh yeah, that's right. I should say that.
Yeah.
I'd rather not pay for it.
Well, fair enough.
I forgot what it was. Oh, yeah, maybe I should just try that not smoking for a few days thing now. Now that I heard my past self talk about it.
Rob.
Yes.
Rob, do you like squirts?
What?
Do you like squirters?
Squirters? Sure.
Rob, do you remember when you watched SLC Punk and you really loved the movie, but at the same time it made you really depressed? But why? Why?
Oh, please don't recount. I do remember when I first saw that. I felt really connected with it.
I love that movie so connected to.
SLC Punk. Because he didn't want to become...
Oh, this is so embarrassing. Why are you doing this to me?
This is what happens when you don't show up for the show.
I guess so. So yeah, please don't read that one. That's
did you hear the? Did you hear when I was quoting from your post about when you saw Noah's boobs?
You are weird, Rob.
No, what did I say?
I have to sign into my account to see that. Hold on.
Wait, what?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Noah, it was a different person. It wasn't me.
You know, just knowing that you thought like that about me behind
but
my
you
back.
But you knew that he liked you.
But I didn't know who, like, I didn't know that you were going crazy on your keyboard typing about my boobs.
Oh my God, Noah, he's a guy and he saw like his friend's tits. I'm surprised that he
didn't. I had a huge crush on you and you showed me your boobs. What do you expect?
But that was after you hit on me, like a years after.
Was it years after? I don't think it was years after. It was in college. I still had a crush on you in college.
Here we go.
Really
Spitting. This is from November 26, 2003. The title is Spitting and Boobies. What a night. So, last night me and Leo and Frank were at Noah's house, and it was quite a happening. You know when you mix liquor... You know when you mix liquor, three horny guys, and a hot biznatch, you're going to get in trouble.
Did I really write
biznatch? I really drank a good amount of a variety of shit. Did I mention I saw Noah's boobies? Then we're all drunk and Noah spits in the cup and we're like, wow, that's hot.
Ew.
Then she wants to spit on me.
God.
Is it wrong that I was turned on by this?
I'm very embarrassed right now.
Did I mention I saw Noah's boobies?
I can't look you in the eye anymore.
You should be embarrassed.
Then Noah just... need weed, and her brother just gets for us and didn't even charge us. And it was G-R-E-A-T. Great. Did I mention I saw Noah's boobies?
Ew.
Yeah, I saw Noah's boobies.
Wow,
they
I'm
are
a really good writer, because I'm laughing my ass off.
And boobalicious, in all caps. Boobalicious. Oh, he dropped me on my head, fucking asshole. He's not the only person I know that can kick my ass, and I must kill him because of this.
Leo is like 4 feet tall, by the way.
Did I mention I saw no...
4 feet tall. Plus you worked out. I was like really scrawny back then. Now I'm just fat. Anyway.
Woo!
Well, I had a great laugh, but I think I'm going to go back to the show now. To the show here at South Bay Southwest. The live cast.
Okay, don't come back, though.
I'm going to keep searching for more Noah mentions.
So, Noah, that was a different person. Also, like, my writing voice, why is it so ghetto? I don't understand why it was so ghetto back then.
So weird. Happening. You're a happening guy.
Yeah. All right, so I'm going to go, but did I mention that I
Jenny,
saw Noah's movie 7 years ago?
Ew!
Oh my God, Jenny bought us Lunchables, and there's a bug. There's a.
All right, I gotta go, guys. Have a good
bye,
day.
Bye, Rob.
I'll talk to you later.
Thanks for watching.
I need to
ew!
Explain what happened. What kind of bug is? Don't blow. It's just gonna crawl out of there, Sid.
Thank God I didn't bring that into my house.
So in the bag.
It was like a roach.
All right, so I'm going to recap what just happened. In the bag that Jenny bought her school Lunchables, we just found a roach, and Sid is going ballistic.
Come here, Sid.
Let me with you.
Ew! I know, I have mothballs
all
over my room. Because
that's what's in your lunches, kids. Bugs.
Ew.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
Why? It's not my house.
Anyway, we have another caller.
I hope you put that outside.
I will once we...
815, what's up?
It'll eat through the bag.
815.
Ew.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. I'd like 10 large pizzas, please.
Where are they going?
Rockford, Illinois.
To who? Whose house?
Noah Pritz.
All right, and how will you be paying for that?
What?
How will you be paying for that?
With credit.
Okay, what card?
Let me check. I don't have a credit card.
Well, then, cash, I guess?
Yeah, I suppose I can give you cash when you get here.
Do you want just plain cheese, or would you like any toppings?
I would like some stale mushrooms, especially
stale
mushrooms? Magic
mushrooms. No, magic mushrooms we do not have.
You don't have magic mushrooms?
We have shiitake
mushrooms. Why calling here?
Sorry, sir.
All
Can
right,
you call
right,
back?
I'm
have something funny.
Have a good day.
Wait.
I'm going to throw out this
Why?
Garbage.
Yes.
Wait.
Why?
Do
yes.
you like squirters?
What?
Do you like squirters?
I suppose I do.
Okay, thank you. And that's it. What's the matter, Sid?
I'm
just walking.
So ridiculously.
You have chocolate all over your teeth. Stop smiling. Sid just walked into a box. It's
We're terrorizing it.
All right, we're going to take a quick music break, I guess, until Sid comes back, and just got to make sure he's not killing himself downstairs.
Thank you.
This is your announcer, Chuck Blandington. It's time for the Metal Injection live cast. But first, I would like to publicly deny the rumors about me molesting the young robot from Disney's WALL-E. They are completely untrue. I like fully grown mechanical vagina. And now here is the show.
Whoops. Oh, that was creepy. Jeez, I don't know what that was.
That was the last song that we played. It was, well, the first song of the music break that we played.
Scary. Why would you play that song?
Because it's entailed Nazarene.
I really wonder what these super private Rob blog entries are. there's got to be a way to crack the code.
We're going to continue this into another
Do you
segment.
Have any other guesses on what his password might be other than the one I tried?
I was going to ask you, which one did you try?
You know the one that I tried, I think. Two is a compound word, plural.
She doesn't know what
It's like the password for all the metal injection stuff. You know what I mean.
Oh, that. No,
That's
no,
the only one I knew. Is there
I know another
one.
Oh.
Jenny, make with the laptop.
Okay.
Or you want to just write it down and I'll run into my room and try it?
No, here, take it. Turn it around. I was just opening a new tab for you.
Is the window not open anymore?
No.
So, poor Rob. I think he's really going to be upset with us when he comes back.
He's not going to be upset with me. Because I told... I.
Well, you did a reading, too. Okay, you're also guilty.
Right, what's
Can
the
I
password?
Tell you that you can't be upset because I fully warned him and he did nothing about it.
No.
Damn it. Damn.
Wait, let me try a password.
What do you...
try weed.
Hold on.
See if weed works.
I'm going to try Noah. No.
It's not enough letters.
Noah's boobalicious.
What year was Rob born? 83?
I think 82. Oh, no, 83.
Noah 1983 did not work.
Noah's boobs, 1983?
No, boobalicious.
Or what was the date that he saw Noah's boobs?
No, I don't think he would change his password to reflect that. We're probably not going to get this. God damn it.
Why don't you go snoop around in his room?
But what's that going to tell me about a password he probably created in 2002?
Wait, do you think that if we go turn on his computers...
So that it'll be logged... I don't know if his computer's here. He probably brought his laptop with him.
But he has a desktop.
Does he still?
And the desktop is older, probably.
That might be crossing a line. That might be crossing a line. If we're going on his personal
property.
Hey,
it's just stuff that fans want to know.
We've done worse.
Have we?
Well, Noah and I have done worse to...
To who?
I'm sure we've done something.
Oh.
To who?
I don't know.
Well, probably
to... Cross lines?
No, probably to you when we were on Geek to Geek trying to set you up with someone.
But at least you weren't on my computer doing it. That would just be fucked up.
Really?
Well, we did post pictures of you that you didn't like.
Yeah.
And you didn't appreciate it.
Yeah, that's true. Let's see what happens if it's lost. If I click lost.
So, wasn't there a protest for Normal Jenny on Tuesday?
Yeah.
Did you go?
No, I was working.
Oh, I thought you were.
It was Midtown.
Smoking weed.
I wish.
So, like, why were they protesting? What were they trying to... Oh, look at that. We have another caller.
I think that might be Darren. Is it? Caller, you're on the air.
917.
917, you're on the air. You're on the live cast.
Hello?
Milana? Is that you, Milana?
Hello?
Hello.
Is Noah there?
Yeah, Noah's right here.
Is Noah there?
Who's that?
Hi, Noah.
Hi.
Hi, Noah.
Hi.
That's weird and creepy.
Say something really creepy.
Something really creepy.
Do you recognize the phone number? It's a local cell phone.
I don't know.
I know.
Hi. I don't memorize phone numbers. I don't know.
Neither do I. I just want to wish everybody a happy St. Paddy's Day.
Happy St. Patty's Day to you too, sir.
Thank you.
What's your name and where are you calling from?
I'm Gary, and I'm calling from my cell phone.
Oh, I think I might know who this is.
Who is it?
Hi, Noah.
I think it's a blogger that goes by the name Gary Suarez.
Oh, he's called before, right?
I think maybe once. Have you called before, Gary?
I don't think so.
No?
Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Do you like squirters? What happened?
Jenny just burned herself.
You ruined the squirter question, Jenny.
What blog does Gary Suarez write for?
I believe it's metalsucks.net.
Oh. But that's not a punny name.
What does that mean?
Like everybody's name on that site
well,
is like
not,
weird.
Not everyone. Like Gary, explain it.
I don't live in fear.
Ah. Yeah. So
I
you don't mind people knowing that you're of Hispanic descent?
Yeah, in fact, it makes for hilarious racist jokes.
What's racist? What did I say that was racist?
Don't get him angry.
No, I said
no,
it makes...
Huh?
I said it makes for hilarious racist jokes.
Ah.
What's the best one? You mean like in the comments of your posts?
Yeah, hilarious.
Give me your favorite one.
Wait,
my favorite one? I don't know. They're all gems. They're all golden. They're almost as funny as all the Jew jokes that get made.
Well,
almost.
All Jew jokes are funny. That's scientifically proven. That's been focus grouped.
I like that Metal Sucks has a new writer, and she's a porn star.
What? Who?
Yeah, she's my new favorite writer for the
yeah,
site.
Yeah, she's actually a pretty damn good writer, too.
What's her name?
I like her better than me.
Yeah, a lot better than you. But what's your name?
Hey,
something Star?
Bobby Star.
Bobby Star.
Sounds vaguely familiar. Does she have fake boobs?
Yeah.
Who cares?
Not all porn stars have fake boobs. I avoid the ones with fake boobs.
She's the new hardcore correspondent.
Yeah, and I like that she actually incorporates, you know, like getting ass fucked and everything in her posts.
Like how? That she's like writing it while getting ass fucked, that kind of a thing?
No,
no,
our first post was about it.
About getting fucked in the ass?
Pretty much.
Was Phil Anselmo pitched that column and he turned it down? Was he busy that week?
I don't know.
That was me saying that Phil Anselmo is homosexual.
Yeah, well, one of our writers is going to be working on his autobiography with him, so we'll see.
Thanks.
Oh, yeah.
Tell that guy to keep his distance.
I don't know.
Catch
your
high hard one.
Now. I think he's meeting with him now, actually.
That's you know. Smoke him if you got him, I suppose.
Hi, Noah.
Hi. You know, you don't really sound very Hispanic.
Oh, that's sort of racist.
See, that's kind of racist.
No, like, you know, I like the Latino flavor.
It's like, Noah, you don't sound very high.
I don't sound very high? Are
you don't sound very high.
This girl actually doesn't look like she has fake boobs. She's pretty cute.
I'm not sure I've ever seen her porn, so I don't know. I am really high.
Uh-huh.
But I'm just saying, I was expecting for you to have just a little bit of an accent, just a faint accent.
Just a little bit of an accent.
Yeah.
Because
can you fake it?
Yeah.
I don't think you're from Mexico. I thought maybe you're like South American, like Argentinian.
Yeah, she's got real boobs.
I like that we're talking about
that. Is that her? I don't think that's her.
No, I Googled it.
Thanks for that, Sid.
Hi, Gary.
Hi, Noah.
Yeah, she's not bad. She looks, she's like into hardcore music?
Well, in her blog...
she's into hardcore.
Or hardcore pornography.
I don't know. But she said that she's like musically trained and stuff. She's taken music lessons, I guess, before porn.
But nobody cares about that. Not reading her articles because of that. Huh?
I care a lot. I care a lot about it.
She's not listening right now, so you're not scoring points by saying that.
I know.
This guy is intimidated by my line of questioning. He's got nothing to say to me. It's like being on 60 Minutes. Ambushed. You got nothing.
Yeah,
where were you on the night in question?
I think you're just talking too loud, Sid.
Maybe you're not talking loud enough.
Yeah, lower your voice, Sid, so we can talk to Noah.
Well, say something other than hi, Noah.
Hello, Noah.
You got me
oh,
there, you son of a bitch.
He's saying hi to me. Like, he's saying hello. I thought you were just saying hi, like I'm like a hi, Noah. Like, H.
Someone in the chat room just said Suarez is as annoying on the phone as his posts are.
And
oh,
thought-
my fans. Awesome. Well, I have a new post coming tomorrow, so you'll all be really excited to hear me be annoying then, too.
What's it about?
It's about one of the 10 greatest bands that inadvertently ruined metal.
Oh.
Which one?
Well, you guys have been doing that all week, right?
Yeah, so number 7 is tomorrow.
Who were 10 through 8?
10 through 8? It was Cannibal Corpse, Rage Against the Machine, and Van Halen.
Fair enough. Okay.
And all pretty good points, I have to say. I mean, I've been reading them, and I've been really impressed kind of with everyone's logic, and I think they're all, I agree with all of them so far. But
do you know who 7 through 1 are? I mean, you know who 7 is, but do you know 6 through 1, or is it still a secret?
It's classified.
Is it, like, thought out as you go along, or did you guys already make the list? Is it predetermined?
It's already been set up. I mean, it was all scientifically done.
Scientifically.
So what do you do when you're not writing for Metal Sucks? What's your day job?
I'm looking at these pictures of John Edwards' mistress. She's really cute. Have you seen her?
I was looking at...
I don't think she was that cute.
She's there next to Kermit the Frog on Larry King. It's really something.
Jesse James has been cheating on Sandra Bullock.
What a disgusting lady.
Oh, I thought she was really hot.
Well, fake tits covered in tattoos, mannish face. Oh, thanks.
Well, I see why I would like it.
And what's her name? Something like really stupid.
It's Michelle Bombshell something.
Ugh, kill yourself.
Are we talking about Sandra Bullock?
Yeah. Isn't this what you signed up for, buddy? A little Hollywood gossip?
Well, I know. I'm watching Larry King, and he has such luminaries as Ben Stein and Penn Jillette on right now.
Famous conservatives. Fantastic.
All right, well, we have another caller.
Yeah.
Well, you guys have a good night.
We will now that you're getting off the
phone.
Thanks
for calling. That's not.
Hi, Noah.
Goodbye.
Hi, Noah.
Hi, bye. Hi, bye. Okay. 801.
I'm his live journal page.
Hi, Noah.
Oh, no!
Oh, hey, it's Eggers. And I do like Squirters.
You do?
Yeah. I also watch Nugget Porn.
What porn?
Do you know what Nugget Porn is?
No, what is that?
It's midget porn?
It's where they put someone who's lost all their limbs in a burlap sack. Cut a hole and fuck him.
Ew!
Why did he eat for a burlap sack?
Because then they look like a nugget.
Well, they look like a nugget anyway.
Well, it gives a little more of a feel then.
Now, you see,
you
I would be have... because I believe I am allergic to burlap. So I would just start violently sneezing.
Make it out of hemp, man. There's a lot of sacks out there that you could use.
That would just add another element to the whole thing.
What other kind of sack fabric could we incorporate?
Lambskin.
Lambskin. Do we have lambskin sacks? I think that was my rabbi when
Burlap.
I was younger. Lambskin sack.
Oh, wait, I said that.
Oh, he was a good man, lambskin sack.
Why don't you be playing bagpipes while you do it in a lamb sack?
We have a name for the episode, don't we? Lambskin sacks, everybody.
I don't know why it's so funny, but I can't stop laughing. My jaw is hurting.
Nugget porn, oh my god. What a weird name. What a weird concept.
Somebody just texted me a picture that said Happy St. Patty's Day, and it's a big fucking fat black dude.
Oh,
no. I have no idea who it is.
It's just probably somebody that your friend saw.
He doesn't even know who this number is.
Oh.
Well, maybe it is that guy.
Yeah.
I know.
He found you.
Maybe he's like the parent of one of your students. It's possible. He looks like he could be.
Oh, my God.
Maybe it's one of your graduates.
They don't graduate, my kids.
Mission accomplished.
Well, that's what happens when you feed them bugs.
I don't feed it to them. I bring it here.
Yeah.
So, any other porn?
What else you got for us, Eggers?
Besides the Pain Olympics, but everybody's seen that.
I haven't.
I don't know.
Oh, you haven't? Don't.
What is it?
Well, it's actually a variety of things. I remember seeing one where it's a woman who made this, like, machine, has a lot of fish hooks, and she uses it to, like, take the skin of, like, the flesh, the lips of her vagina, stab a couple of them through, and it keeps on pushing and pulling at it until she squirts.
Ooh. Does she bleed?
Yeah. No, actually. There's also, like, a guy there's, like, things about, like, him putting something in his, like, urethra.
Oh, ew, I've seen that. That's gross.
Why does it always have to be with the that
No,
area?
You know what is gross? Do you know what docking is?
Oh, yeah. That is gross.
Yeah.
I don't know. What is it?
Explain
docking is where you take the head of a cut penis and he puts it in the skin of an uncut penis.
Yeah. Does the second penis have to be uncut, or could it just be pulled back?
Does
Jenny
like
wants to
it?
Know because she likes. She'd prefer it if both were uncut.
Yeah, I like it.
Why oh well. I have to get back. Thanks, guys.
Oh,
all right, very good.
We even grossed out Eggers. Fantastic. Want to check in with Colin?
Yeah, let's see what
nice
he thinks.
Bo.
Hey, Colin, what do you think of docking?
What the fuck is that?
Oh, we got another caller. Thank you, Colin.
That's perfect.
Yeah. That's 704. All that's fine.
You're on the air.
I'm on the air? Seriously?
Yep. Yes.
No.
Awesome.
What's going on?
I'm, like, intoxicated.
How do you feel about docking?
Ew.
I guess if you're gay, I think it's something good. I don't know.
I don't know.
Whatever floats your boat.
That's what I say. Whatever floats your boat.
I think you could make both
of your slaves do that.
No, that grosses me out. And they would
if you need
it.
To watch two girls vomiting into a cup and shitting it and drinking it to get off, then that's what you need.
Yeah, that's not what docking is, apparently.
No, I don't understand. Uncircumcised penises are disgusting.
Wait, okay.
I have to break in with breaking news with 4 minutes left to go in the program.
What?
Remember earlier this week when you sent an email to me, Rob and Darren, asking if Rob or Darren could put the Iron Sheik sound effects onto a file so you could play them? Remember how that was because Darren wasn't going to be here this week and we'd need those files, right? Remember that?
Yeah, because Darren usually has
And nobody wrote back to that, remember?
Yeah, I do remember.
So just now, with 4 minutes left in the show, Darren IM'd me to let you know that he does not have those clips. He plays them from YouTube every time. So, mission accomplished.
High fives all around.
Yes. Just while there's still time, we can play it once.
But why didn't he type in what he searches for?
I don't know. Why didn't he tell you this earlier this week when you asked, when it would have actually been useful for the show?
Nobody listens.
Well, you need to stop sending audio emails. We read emails. We don't listen to them.
Audio emails.
Well, Noah just said nobody listens to her emails. So...
Does she get Microsoft Sam to dictate it to her?
Who?
The voice program that for Microsoft that makes the little robot voice.
That's not. We use something else for Blandy and all that.
Bland is made of a different cloth.
Oh, so Bland's not Microsoft Sam?
No.
Well, that's just uncool.
Why?
All the cool hipster types people use Microsoft Sam.
But you never knew the difference, did you?
No, I didn't.
There we go. Yes, let's play it over and over and over now, just to make up for the previous hour and 58 minutes.
So am I going to have to argue with the Iron Sheik now?
We all are.
Okay.
Bullshit!
I don't think that's bullshit, Iron Sheik. You're fucking bullshit, man. With your
bald head and your gay
mustache.
I have a question for Sheiky Baby. What do you think of Nugget?
Bullshit.
Come on. Iron Sheik, I have an important question. What do you think of Nugget?
Fucking bullshit!
I guess he doesn't like it. What do you think of
Rob? Can I ask Iron Sheik a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
What do you think that Rob got to see Noah's boobies and no one else has?
Fucking bullshit!
Yeah, I think we all agree.
Yeah,
with that.
Right.
If only we had a clip of the Iron Sheik screaming boobalicious, everything would be perfect.
I'm going to send him an email.
Oh, please. Iron Sheik.
Boobalicious.
No,
you should describe on air in the last few minutes that we have the beauty that is your boobs.
I just had the best idea ever for a song parody.
What?
What?
Noah, you're going to sing a song. Instead of Bootylicious, it's going to be Boobalicious, and it's going to be about how Rob was in love with you.
I don't know what Bootylicious sounds.
That's the
like.
Beyonce song.
How does it go? I don't know.
Well, I'll play it for you.
But we all know that Rob still holds the flame for Noah.
Oh, yes.
He's not at night just thinking of her boobs, just jacking it off, man. Like he's sitting there with his fleshlight and pretending it's Noah's.
No. No, he said that he's over it.
He's a liar, clearly.
Seriously, if I was into you for, like, that long and then I said it was over, I'm fucking lying.
Yeah, that doesn't go away.
I'm not going to be able to look at Rob anymore.
There's girls from middle school that I still want to have sex with.
Wait, girls, you want to have sex with girls that go to middle school?
No, girls that I knew in middle school that I still want to have sex with.
Sure, I know what you meant.
Yeah, sure.
Now we're going to hear Bootylicious, so no one knows what the parody is she's going to sing.
I'm not singing to this.
Yes, you are. Me and Darren are going to get together.
Can you and Darren dance around like they do in the video, too?
No. We could tell you that we are.
Ew, I can't listen to this anymore.
But it's not, it's barely even singing. You could totally pull that off.
Okay, hold on. I want to hear the chorus.
It's more gyrating the boobs and the hips than singing.
Yeah, you
singing.
Can think, I don't think you're ready for my titties. See, there you go. It writes itself.
I think everybody's ready for her titties.
Okay.
On that note.
Wait, what's your name and where are you calling from? I don't think we ever got that.
It's your friend Josh that's been calling every day, every Wednesday since the last, like, month from North Carolina.
You shouldn't have even told me that because I was going to see if you wanted a free CD, but...
I want a free CD, but you probably don't have anything that I want.
Oh!
Well, I'm sure Rob already sent you one anyway. Because you were a first-time caller at some point, weren't you?
Yeah, and I got two CDs.
Yeah, so that's plenty.
That's enough for
and
you,
Josh. And I learned Rob's hilarious, funny last name that I can't remember at this time.
It's so hilarious that you forgot it instantly.
Yes, exactly.
Why would he write his full name? Why wouldn't he just write for Metal Injection?
Why would he publicly put journal entries on the internet and give you his username? Like, why is he friends with you on that?
You needed to get invited to join LiveJournal, and I was the one that sent him the invite so he could join because he wanted access.
He wanted access into his mind.
Hilarious.
So Sid had this all planned out from the beginning.
Imagine if I was that diabolical that I knew we would, before livecasts existed, I knew we would have one. One day this will all work against you, Rubba.
You're planning from the beginning of time to screw him over on the internet.
Works for me. I wish I was that clever.
Don't we all? Don't we all?
All right, Josh. It's been fun.
Yes.
Call back next Wednesday.
Lovely.
Yes.
I will. I
call back next Wednesday and mention Boobalicious. All right?
I shall. I will remember that.
Everyone who calls in from now on, if Rob's here, mention at the beginning Boobalicious. Like, let that be like the greeting. It's like Boobalicious to you and Boobalicious to
you.
Or
it could be like what they do with Baba Booey.
Yeah, but instead Boobalicious. Guys, everybody in the chat room, could we have an agreement on this that Boobalicious will be our new catchphrase for everyone? I want some responses in the chat room.
But it's not going to be like audio responses.
And for sure,
so
I concur, I'm down, aye aye. Very good. All right.
Someone say something negative about Sid so he reads it.
All right.
Yes,
I'll
don't go Rob. Boobalicious. Arg. This is great.
Fantastic.
All right. So anyway, so next week, are we okay. back to normal or is Rob again
I think
away?
We're back to normal.
All right, cool.
Oh, Justina says she's telling Rob. God damn it. It's always a snitch.
All right. So should I like end it with music? No. Yes.
Whatever you want to do, baby.
Let's do this one.
Oh, God, yeah, sure, everybody. Jefferson Airplane. Your grandparents like this. It's about drugs, though, so there you go.
Yeah. So.
Thank you for having me, guys.
Oh, yeah, thanks for coming.
Yes, thank you for the bug-infested food that we almost ate. It's great.
I had the corn from that other thing.
Was it yummy?
Now that I know there was bugs in it, it's not yummy.
Okay. Whatever.
I'm going to have parasites in my colon.
I hope so. I wish I could have parasites in my colon.
And for the first time, it won't be from letting a dirty person fuck you in the ass. At least you earned these parasites the right way.
I didn't know that.
That's why I don't
can have parasites.
What? What did you say? Gotta be careful who you let into your most private of areas.
Mm-mm.
It can just be anyone.
I've never had parasites. My whole canal is clean.
Ew. Ew, Noah.
Do you have colonics?
No, I've never done colonics. I don't
but
need
how
to
do
colonics.
Clean?
Because I know that everything comes out of it.
But
would you do a colonic?
No.
I would.
I worked in a place where they did it.
Really?
And, like, these women would come in and they would be, like, addicted to it.
Ooh.
They would be steaming it. They'd be like, I need to do it. I need to do it. And they would want to do it every single day. And this
every
one woman.
Every day?
Because
this one woman wanted to come in three times to do it during the day.
In one day.
Yeah, and my boss had to tell her, I'm sorry, but we can't let you do that. We just, because it's bad, you know, to keep shooting water up in there. It's like stress.
If you like it so much, can't they give that to themselves?
What?
Someone's asking you if you know what oyster snooters are.
Ew, no.
What is an oyster snooter?
Well, I'm going to have to wait for him to type it up. How am I going to know that?
Grindcore Luigi asking the question. Oyster snooters. This show is just never going to end. Oh, he disappeared.
Well, I made it disappear.
Oh, he was about to say something.
Well, when he replies, it'll pop up again. Don't worry.
All right, fine. In the meantime, we can listen to Jefferson Airplane in the background for no reason at all.
Well, it's with commentary, I guess.
Yeah, it's the best way to listen to Grace Slick and Yor McAlkinen and there's somebody named Marty, something in the group. Maybe I'm seeing him in my head, but I don't remember his name. Oh, that was the end of that.
Oh,
song.
No.
This is not Jefferson Airplane.
What is this? This is not supposed to play
I
again.
I think that was Jefferson Starship.
Okay, so that's it, right?
It's when you let a girl squirt on your hand and you snort the female ejaculation.
Ew!
Why wouldn't you just have her squirt right up your nose
wouldn't
then?
That
why
burn?
Eliminate? I don't know if it would burn.
Wouldn't it burn like your nasal cavity?
Does Coke burn when you snort it?
I've never done that.
I'm sure Coke burns, so if people do that.
I don't know.
Snorting a little pussy juice.
I've never done anything harder than weed.
You're a good girl.
I try. I don't even do alcohol.
Do alcohol. That's how innocent you are that you say doing alcohol.
You've done an alcohol bottle, though.
Oh, my God. That
was
filthy.
A secret.
Is this true?
That was a secret.
A bottle of Corona? One night?
I've
This, Jenny only drinks beers with her pussy.
Wow. What a gem coming at the 7-minute post-show mark. Jenny only drinks beers with her pussy. Wow. Should that be the name of the show? Is that a little too explicit?
I love it.
All right.
I like to get it right to the area.
We're in the blood. You should do a beer colonic.
Yeah, that's the quickest way to get it in the bloodstream. Mm-hmm. I don't muck around.
Okay, I want to go eat more Lunchables.
All right, I still have to order Chinese food at some point.
Please log on to my blog, bonappetit.com.
Yeah. That's right.
And
make usernames, sign up, comment, interact.
Uh-huh.
The woman lives an interesting life. You know you want to be a part of it.
And Jade Tussie on Twitter.
There you go.
All right, kids. So we'll see you next week.
We love you.
Love Hope Radio.